An acclaimed movie called Welcome is showing at the Gulbenkian Theatre this coming Saturday, the 7th of November. It's being shown and hosted by the Diocese of Canterbury. There's a discussion taking place afterwards. The film tells the story of a migrant, a refugee, who learns to swim with the help of a French swimming instructor to swim the channel, to swim the English Channel to get to this country. It's seen as controversial in some quarters. And here to tell us about the screening is the Reverend Canon Caroline Pinchbeck. She's Director of Communities and Partnerships Framework at the Diocese of Canterbury. Caroline, why have you chosen this film to show it at this particular time?
Well, basically since from August this year, our department's been extremely busy on refugees and migrants and asylum seekers, trying to work out what the church's response, but also the local response, because obviously Dover and Calais are quite close to each other. We've been working with our French partners in the Diocese of Arras, and we wanted to always try and engage in some sort of discussion on what the issues are beyond what the media presents to us. And this film has not been shown in England before. It's a good way, it's a gentle way of seeing what the perspective is, both from somebody who's running away from his home situation back in Iraq to what the local response is. Primarily it's in Calais, but it's a very different perspective to what's being presented in the media.
And it was hugely popular when it was first released in France, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, it's an absolutely stunning film. I've obviously watched it myself. There's everything there. There's a bit of romance, but also there's poignancy. Not to give the ending away. It's incredibly thought-provoking.
Yeah, I've got some of the quotes here. Film 4 describe it as a sensitive, low-key, touching drama about the complicated issues surrounding international displacement, while The Observer call it a gripping French contribution to the cycle of movies about exile and refugees. And this is something that you want us all to understand, Caroline.
Well, I think it's the difficulty is, since the 70 that were found in the truck and obviously the boy on the beach, there was a huge compassionate response. But this film was first made in 2008. And there were, as the film describes, there were 500 migrants in what was the equivalent of the jungle then. It's been going on a long, long time, but hasn't really been on anybody's radar since this year, although the organisations that have been working there, the voluntary organisations, have been working for years and have been little recognised until now.
And this is all part of it. I mean, are you concerned that you may be being seen to be being controversial by showing it as a diocese?
No, I think it's just showing. If I say there's nothing controversial about it, it's just a gentle film about one person's story. And I think the difficulty is, you know, 500, there's now 5,000, 6,000 people there. It is a completely different issue, but it's trying to get into the mind of why would somebody want to travel for months or years from their country to a safer place, but also what is our response to that, and it's really just to have a forum discussion. It probably won't present any more answers. It will probably just raise questions, which I think we found in our department. It's a bit like soap in the bath. You think you've sort of got a handle on what everything is, you know, and then there's something else. And I think what we've worked as a department and as a diocese is trying to present that whole view. It's not just about the voluntary organisations. It's not just about the people. It's not just about the politics. There's hundreds of organisations and people involved in this wider issue. You know, it's so complex. It's unbelievable.
Well, promises to be a good discussion afterwards. I mean, some people may argue that it's a film that depicts somebody illegally entering this country.
Yeah, but I think it's trying to understand why. Why would, I don't think, watching the film, I'm thinking, and I may stand corrected, and I'm sure somebody would do, but, you know, in Britain, we've never had to run away from our country compared to a lot of other countries. We live in relative safety. Why would you, I mean, you know, I'm not from Kent. My homeland, as it were, is Lincolnshire. You know, why would I that is where I'm passionate about. And if I had to leave there for my own safety, you know, I can't imagine that. I don't think any of us can really imagine leaving our families and everything with very little, going to somewhere unknown.
Well, we've got our Sunday panel with us. You've got your panel with you discussing the film on the Saturday the 7th at the Gulbenkian Theatre. Are you tempted to see this film? I mean, is it something that would interest you, seeing the refugee crisis, the migrant crisis, through different eyes?
Yeah, I think so. I had a bit of a look at the introduction to this film on YouTube last night. I didn't have time to watch the whole thing, but it looks like a really good story, and the film itself won some awards, so it's obviously, you know, highly acclaimed. I'd be interested in knowing what some of the issues that come out of that, and, you know, seeing what our response should be, given that a new insight that this film provides.
And we see so much coverage of the migrant crisis from this country. It'd be interesting to see it from completely opposite side of the channel, Nadra.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it would be interesting to see this, because I think this crisis has really exercised everybody's minds, and the reasons behind why people do this. And interestingly enough, I was talking to my father yesterday, who went from India to Pakistan after the partition, and for the very first time ever, I mean, he's in his late 80s, he used the word refugee to me, that they were refugees, and talked about the horrendous circumstances. So I was beginning to kind of really see how it had affected him. So I think a film like this would be really interesting for people of this generation to understand what it's about.
And just a simple thing about putting yourself in other people's shoes, isn't it? If you know, seeing it from a different point and a different perspective, rather than from a place of prejudice, which I just think is really important for everyone.
Definitely to be considered. So can you just recap, Caroline, when you can see it, how you can get hold of tickets?
Because
I suppose you're expecting quite a big demand.
So it's at the Gulbenkian Theatre in the University of Kent campus. It's next Saturday, the 7th of November at 2 o'clock. And tickets are either via the Gulbenkian website or 01227 760875. And there's obviously ticket prices for full and concessions and students. So, yeah, people don't have to stay for the panel discussion if they don't want to. They can get let out early if they want to. We'll be delighted to see people.
Great. Well, it's the Reverend Caroline Pinchbeck there from the